Processing the sad news, we've lost David Crosby. We're thinking for the Gimme 5 today, all be Crosby songs, so be thinking about what you want to hear at 5 on 95.5 KLOS. Dearest Kevin, pray tell, do you have a hatred of those steel drums there that were being used at the end of the song? You don't hate steel drums?
No.
Why would I? Friend who, she shall remain nameless, for some reason hates steel drums.
Really?
Isn't that strange?
I just think that's weird. Just across the board?
Yeah, but that sound just drives her nuts. She's like, nope, get it out of here. Nope, I don't care what song it's
in.
For me,
it's whistling. Whistling.
Oh, really?
I don't like whistling in songs.
There are a lot. They didn't do it so much anymore, but they certainly used to.
Yes, they used to.
Some
of those songs were actually pretty good, but they have whistling.
They would just stop whistling!
Right. Exactly. In the 4 o'clock hour today, you're not going to want to miss this.
Okay.
You saw your mom or dad naked.
No, I didn't. Oh, I see. Oh, yes. Ick. Yes. Oh, do you have a story?
Nope. No, I do not.
Of course, I mean, if you...
Stu does.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So we'll have to bring
By the way, thanks very much to Stu for, first of all, having to break the damn news again.
Yeah.
But playing a good chunk of David Crosby there. We just got the news today that he's passed away. We're going to do that at 5 o'clock. It's going to be the Gimme 5 all about David Crosby. But he's going to come in and talk about hanging out with Grandma naked. Is that the deal? He used to go to nudist colonies?
No.
Oh, God.
Worse, Ma. Also, Michael Snyder will be here talking TV.
Yeah.
Always love that.
Love that dude.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Speaking of the devil, right?
Father Mike. Ooh. Brother Mike.
Happy Rockuary. Rocking and rolling right here, KLOS.
Michael Snyder is kind enough to come in and talk TV with us. He is the TV critic for Variety.
Yeah, TV editor, TV critic, whatever.
Brother, fodder, whatever.
Whatever you want to call
fodder.
Me.
Whatever.
And one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is, first of all, admitting that there's too much TV. So you can't really keep up with everything.
Yeah, so last year there were 599 scripted shows in prime time.
Is that true?
That doesn't include foreign language shows. That doesn't include kids shows. That doesn't include any reality shows.
Wow.
That's another record. Another year of way too much
TV. When people feel like they're totally overwhelmed and I can't find a show that I really want to watch, but I keep hearing there's great stuff, that makes sense. The 599, how are you supposed to find the one you love?
Right. On the flip side, though, there are some great shows. So when people say to me, oh, there's nothing good to watch, I'm like, you're not trying.
No.
You're not trying because there's plenty of great things to watch. There's a lot of crap.
Sure.
Let's talk about what we're watching now.
Yeah.
And that way, maybe people, if they want to check it out, they can.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them that I caught up recently was The Patient.
Yeah.
And that's been out for a while, right?
Yeah, for a little bit. But, you know, I think that's one that sort of fell under the radar a little bit because I think it came right around the holidays or right before the holidays. And so people weren't paying attention.
That's Steve Carell as a therapist.
Always fun.
And is kidnapped.
Yeah.
And what about Bob?
He's in the basement of his patient's house.
Fun.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's from the creators of, you remember, The Americans, which was a fantastic show. Yeah. So it's a psychological thriller from them. Now, you know what I love about this show?
What?
30 minutes.
Yes, same.
Half an hour drama.
Same.
I want more of that, please, because, again, there's too much TV. So if I can watch a drama in half an hour, I'm all in.
What is it? Resident Alien. They should cut it down to half an hour. I love that show, but, man, they pat it out with a lot of really touching feelings and bad music.
Sligo hates feelings.
I hate feelings. Screw your feelings.
The sensitive Sligo. But yeah, there's a lot of TV and films that could use an editor.
Yes, agreed.
That could drop down.
Agreed.
But yeah, so Patient is fantastic.
What are you watching?
Yeah.
So, you know, a show, when people ask me right now, what should I watch? If you haven't watched, on the comedy side of things, first off, Reservation Dogs, which is also on FX.
Oh, I've been meaning to watch that.
Which completed its second season, and it's elevated its game in its second season. It'll make you bawl. It'll make you laugh. But another show kind of in that same vein from, you know, fresh voices that you haven't heard much from is Mo on Netflix. Have you watched Mo?
I don't know that.
Don't even hear it.
It's M.O.
Huh.
It's another comedy. It's from a comedian, Mohammed Amer, and it's sort of, again, a slice of life. You know, he's a 20-something Muslim living in Houston. His family hails from Kuwait. They're Palestinian.
Mm.
And, you know, they moved after the Gulf War to America, so he grew up in Houston. But he's undocumented.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
He's sort of, you know, struggling with that, struggling with his family. It's sort of slice of life, but also very funny, very interesting. It'll move you as well. It's a lot of these great shows that are funny, but also have these moments that move you.
Yeah. Those are, I think, the best. If you can really pull that off, like MASH did back in the day, until it started getting really soapy. I mean, that's the golden ticket.
It's really almost impossible.
Yeah, I would think.
It's
yeah.
almost impossible. Because yeah. if you make something funny, it's funny.
Right.
Can you make it touching as well? Most of the time, they can.
Usually
it's
not
a failure.
I think no. Superstore did a good job of that. Yeah. And I'm rewatching that for like the fourth time now. I love that.
Yeah, Superstore is great. And by the way, from the folks who did Superstore, American Auto is a comedy that's on NBC that sort of does that. Also, Grand Crew, another comedy on NBC. See, Broadcast is still alive.
Yeah, Broadcast.
Great shows on Broadcast as well. I mean, we've talked a lot about Abbott Elementary and Ghosts.
Yeah.
And so
love Ghosts.
You'll find some great shows there, too.
But, I'm going to tell you a weird one that I'm watching right now. It's called Match Point. Now, I'm not a tennis guy.
Right.
Just like you're not a food guy.
Have you come around to chefs that are yelling at each other yet?
No. You still haven't watched The Bear, have you?
No, I tried. An episode and a half. That's too much yelling about food, so no.
I'm
out.
By the way, you're going to be sort of in the minority there. The Bear has become a sensation.
I'm all right with being that. But Match Point is a behind-the-scenes look at the world of tennis.
Who cares? But but it works.
But it's one of those things where you go, oh, wow, this is fascinating because of the people and the mindset and how they have to, the psychology of it all.
Right.
It's kind of a behind the scenes thing, like Hard Knocks or any of those others. And I don't really watch tennis on TV much, but this is fascinating, and it's on Netflix.
Nice.
Yeah. It's called Match Point.
Well, you've always been into sort of your unique sports.
Yes.
did I put that in a nice way?
I mean, listen, soccer, hockey, those aren't unique.
no, but your love for soccer, football, sorry.
Football.
Knows no bounds.
You can go to Brazil or whatever to watch a game.
Yes, that's true.
But I like your passion for that kind of sports. For on the Ocho, for example.
The Ocho is the best. All right, we need to take a break. But when we come back, let's talk about new shows that are coming out that maybe we haven't heard of yet. Even
nude shows.
Oh yeah,
nude shows.
That's
oh.
on TV, adults right. only. Back in the day, I haven't seen one of those.
It's hot. Now we're talking. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
Doing things that we love, which is talking TV.
Yeah.
Television.
With Michael Schneider from Variety.
There you go.
Greetings, senor.
Now, we just talked a minute ago about some of the stuff we're watching.
Yes.
And that people could go back and catch up on if they want. What about new stuff?
There's a lot of new stuff. There's a lot of television. A lot of reboots, by the way. They don't go away. And part of it is because they do so well. So this new Night Court reboot that just launched.
I saw an ad for that.
And it did really well in the ratings.
Really?
So just when you think people are tired of reboots... By the way, the biggest last few reboots on television period have been that and the Conners, which was Roseanne, and then also Will and Grace. So the people still flock to these, and the Night Court reboot did very well.
Wow.
Did you watch it?
So, yeah.
Did you like it?
I mean, there were parts of it I liked. It's great seeing John Larroquette again.
Right.
You know, he's a comic genius. Melissa Rauch, who's from Big Bang Theory, who was one of the producers and the stars of this, she's charming, and so I'll give it more. I'll give it
All
more.
Right.
The other reboot that's coming that actually I dug the first couple episodes I saw was that 90s show.
Oh, yeah, that seemed like a really good idea. That's a natural progression that makes sense to me.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things is that the two that they're bringing back full-time are Red and Kitty from the original show.
Oh, nice.
So you got the oldsters, who, by the way, haven't aged. I guess once you get to a certain age, you just maybe don't anymore.
I'm looking forward to hitting that level. I haven't hit it yet.
But then throughout the season, you'll see others come back, like Laura Prepon and Topher Grace.
Sweet.
And
nice.
All the classics. But then they've got a new class of kids as well, who are sort of the new generation of stars.
I mean, it's so much fun to play with. I mean, you had all the 70s stuff and all the fads and everything that was going on, and now you can play with the 90s. Which
it's good to hear that they're good, too, because I wasn't all that interested in either of those.
Yeah.
Damn it, Kevin!
But it sounds good. I mean, that's exciting.
I mean, it's distressing that the 90s is now so long ago.
Shut your mouth. Be quiet.
Yes.
Stop talking.
Yes.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You're going to age. That's what you're going to do. All right. New TV shows that we haven't heard of, maybe.
Yeah. Well, or at least ones that have just come on that maybe you heard of, maybe you haven't. But have you guys watched The Last of Us yet on HBO?
I mean to
have.
Have
not.
Yeah, I want to. They're great things
This
about
is
it.
Good.
Yeah. We're recording it. Yeah.
It is good.
The Last of Us.
Yeah. So it's based on a video video game, mm-hmm. which, you know, if you didn't play the game, that's fine. It's a
post- You don't need to know anything
no.
about
it? Okay. No, you can come in blind, because I came in blind. I didn't play the game, so I didn't know much about it, but came in. It's post-apocalyptic.
Which game is
it's,
it?
It's called The Last of Us.
Oh, that's the name of the game.
Yeah, very post-apocalyptic zombies, but very different from Walking Dead. A very different kind of zombie show set, you know, in this world where, you know, fungus have taken over the minds of a lot of people. And so
it's reality.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. Look at the chunk coming out of Kevin. Those crazy clowns in Congress, aren't they crazy?
But, so The Last of Us is great.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the Pedro Pascal, who stars in it, who, I mean, he can't miss these days between Mandalorian and this.
Yeah.
So definitely catch up on that.
He's only not wearing a mask this time,
so
at least.
You can see his beautiful face, logo.
Oh, good.
His beautiful face.
Hit record.
And we're only, what, two episodes behind?
Yeah, so you can easily catch up at this point.
All right.
You know, another show that I really liked, and I think you'll like it too when you hear about the auspices. It's called Poker Face. It's on Peacock, which is a service that you probably don't have, but maybe maybe you should, because they're actually getting a lot of good shows.
I just saw a billboard for it just now in Hollywood, and I'm like, what is that? That Lady Gaga song? What is this?
It's not the Lady Gaga song.
It's also, I assume, not about poker?
It is, well, a little bit.
Okay.
So Natasha Lyonne plays a character who basically you know, does very well in poker because mm-hmm. she can read people better than anyone in the world. But she gets in trouble because of that. So she's on the lam now, and she's kind of going from city to city. And it's a little bit of a Columbo Murder, She Wrote thing, where she stumbles across murders and things that she ends up solving as she is on the lam.
Right.
Partly because she can read people better than anyone else.
Right.
Rian Johnson, the man from Glass Onion and Knives Out, is the co-creator along with Natasha Lyonne on this. And if you like Glass Onion, which I love.
It's so good.
Glass
that was
Onion.
So amazing.
And I love Knives
it
Out.
It was so well done. Yeah, totally.
So if you like that kind of whodunit storytelling, if you loved the Columbo kind of thing.
I don't want to go into any details or any spoilers, but when violence ensues in that particular show, Glass Onion, that was satisfying. It was satisfying.
Yeah. So I think you're going to like this show too.
Nice.
And by the way, I mentioned Peacock as a service to kind of watch for, but Damon Lindelof's next show is also going to be on Peacock.
Is that right?
You may want to subscribe to this service. They got some stuff.
And
new season of Bel Air. You know, Kevin, I know that's all you.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. What is that?
No, that's the new Fresh Prince show.
Oh.
That's the drama Fresh Prince.
Right, sure.
Tatiana Ali is going to be on season two. So,
do you watch that show?
I've watched some of it. I enjoy it because it is so goofy. It's like the dramatic version of Fresh Prince, which I love what they've done with that.
But, yeah, it's a good.
Another show to keep an eye on. Speaking of auspices, this one's on Apple TV Plus. It's called Shrinking, but it's from the minds of Bill Lawrence, of course, one of the creators of Ted Lasso and Scrubs
and
Cougar Town and all those great shows. And Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso.
Love him.
And Jason Segel, who we love all sorts of things, including How I Met Your Mother. And then Harrison Ford is in this.
What?
That's not possible. It's a comedy?
It is a comedy.
And Harrison Ford is in it.
They're dropping some dollars.
Damn. And it's another one of these sort of deep comedies. It's funny, but it also makes you think. And you know, it's just great auspices, great acting, and it's
excellent.
That's cool.
That launches on January 27th.
All right, we have time for one more.
Okay, you want some feels? You want to cry?
No.
Kevin and Sluggo?
I mean, I am a crier.
Okay.
I can attest to that.
Yes.
You're out of Diet Coke. Oh, no, I'm sorry, man.
I need to give you one show that is going to make you cry, because Jason Kadams, who is the king of making you cry from Friday Night Lights and Parenthood and all those kind of shows. So he has a new show called Dear Edward. Connie Britton, who, of course, was Tammy Taylor in Friday Night Lights, is in this. It's based on a book, and it's about a 12-year-old boy who's the sole survivor of a plane crash.
Ooh, wow.
And so he's kind of rebuilding his life after his family is killed. I know, hilarity ensues. but you know, it's also about the other families who are impacted by this crash, and about others who sort of befriend this little boy, but also befriend each other. And you gotta bring the Kleenex to this one.
Wow, what's
like
it called again?
It's called Dear Edward. It's also on Apple TV Plus. Mm. It starts on February 3. But that's another one to keep your eyes on.
Right on.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So there we go. I made you laugh. I made you cry.
Sure. Like you know, brother Mike.
It's the arts, man.
Michael Snyder is the TV editor for Variety. Where can people follow you on Twitter?
You can at Franklin Avenue. That's my personal handle, but also go to Variety, at Variety, and we got the goods. So do check it out. TV, it's the future.
Thank you, Michael. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it. It's been a while. Listen, we keep track of topics for phone topics.
Yes.
And I usually make a notation, like, where did the idea come from?
Right. And it's usually something really offhand that someone just happens to mention. Some
right.
weird little whatever.
But this one was, you saw a parent naked.
I saw a parent naked.
And I didn't make any notes. I don't know. I think somebody was a caller.
Yeah. Maybe they were talking about it. They went, there was a guy that called a few times that used to go to a nudist camp.
Just gonna say
yeah. That's it. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
There are families that enjoy their nudism
yes.
together, and
yeah.
I guess that's cool.
Yeah.
This is Stu, and
hey, Stu.
He was filling in for Sluggo, and I brought up this topic.
Now, just because we're doing this topic, by the way, you don't have to be naked like you are, Stu. I don't
know
why.
You know, I want to make sure to do this right. So,
well, thank
nice.
You.
Yeah, you're
Stu,
welcome.
Saw his mom.
Did you? Oh, no.
Oh, by the way, the number is 818-955 KLOS.
If you saw my mom.
You saw Stu's mom.
Do you have any pictures? I mean, normal?
Hell no. Just the one in my head.
Right?
No. Oh.
You
no.
saw a parent naked is the topic for this hour, and I can't wait to hear the stories.
It's not that good.
So, Stu.
Well, all right. How old were you?
I was 10, 11,
oh, that's
maybe
not 12. The time to that's, be seeing
no,
mom naked.
No, not at all. You don't want to see anybody naked when you're that, you know.
That's true. You're right.
Really,
actually.
I refer to my own eyes. So I don't know, though. I something on TV, and mom was taking a shower, because that's what she does at night, and I had to go into the hallway by the bathroom door, and she thought, she forgot something, so she was like sneaking out to go into the bedroom to get something.
Right. She thought you were watching the TV?
And she thought I was safely over there in the den watching the TV. And she had, thank God.
No. So not the music.
So not the music. Don't you have the Little House on the Prairie theme? Anyway.
You don't like that music?
Not for this story.
How about this?
Stop it!
So she's taking a shower.
Stop! You just made it so filthy.
All right.
It was innocent.
Okay, how about this?
Please
about
turn
this?
That off. No more story.
Come on! You're in the hallway, and you're peeping your mom.
No!
Oh, you pushed the bathroom door open.
I didn't do that.
She had it locked.
You took pictures.
So sick. So sick. Anyway, thank God my mom had really good and fast reflexes, and she, like, bit backwards. And like
To hide herself.
Oh, and I saw
good for her.
Elbows, and I saw knees, and I saw...
Those were elbows.
She's very thin.
I don't want to know. Shut up. And I quickly, you know, and you know, she's laughing and you know, I'm backing away and I'm like crying.
Wait,
like,
so no! You said elbows and knees.
That's what I saw.
Is that the full extent?
I mean,
that's what he said.
Dig into your subconscious.
Stop it.
Think back in time.
You know, a memory is a good, like you have stuff inside your brain that
it's
will
locked.
If there's like a question, your brain will go, you know what? It will protect you from the most vivid of the memories.
Stop it.
Oh, you don't like the music?
No, okay. No. So if I did see more
it's
than elbows,
gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's covered over by just the images.
Scar tissue.
Just like scar tissue, yeah. So we've never talked about it since ever.
Oh, really? Never
and
once?
I know she doesn't listen to this radio station, so.
Why?
Yeah, no, because, dude, I mean, I don't know.
You saw a parent naked.
It's not that big
Let's
a deal.
Get into it.
What if they've been, like, hippies?
Well, one question, though, and I don't really understand this. As a mom, as a responsible parent, why shouldn't you just throw the towel on just in case?
You know, because
she's like, you know, Stu needs to learn today.
She
I
lives
think.
Dangerously like I do. Like, you know what? I'll roll the dice on this. I'll bet
I'll
he's
buy that.
Not gonna, nothing's gonna happen this. Stop, you're so sick.
I'm not the one that had sex with my mom. All right, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Jesus Christ.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. You saw a parent naked. Let's get into it.
You saw Kevin's mom naked.
Woo! I have! It's great!
Who hasn't?
Hot!
digging it down.
I guess I have a revision for my story here. By the way,
do you?
Love that one from Ozzy, Patient Number 9. Great stuff. 95.5 KLOS. I actually saw my dad naked all the time, now that I think about
what?
It. A lot.
Well, you just said you'd never.
I know, I never thought about it.
How do you go from never to always?
Because it wasn't a big deal. We were always, when we went camping at like KOAs, you right. have to use those stupid showers. Did you never go camping?
Not with my family, no.
At a KOA or those no. kind of things? Yes, everybody no. was running around naked. And when you go swimming at the public pools, you had to shower naked before.
So you were naked with your parents pretty
no,
much
No, just my dad.
Upbringing.
My mom, like, only three quarters of the time. Yeah, but on a pretty, I never even thought about it. I didn't even think it'd be a big, you know. Now, though, having spoken to a couple people.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Yes.
The topic is, you yes. saw your parent naked. You had that happen?
I was like 7 or 8, and my dad's English, his was like as big as my arm.
Why was he presenting the horse likeness?
No, I rest in their bedroom, and my dad was naked. He's all, we're having sex.
He told you what was going on.
He told you we're having sex.
He didn't say we're wrestling or playing or whatever. He just straight up, here's what's going on.
He said, we're having sex.
And check this out.
You'll never attain to this, son.
Thank you for calling.
Wow,
I appreciate
yeah, that's
it.
Rough.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You saw a parent naked.
Yeah, it was my mom. I was probably like 17, 18, and we were in Washington, D.C. for an event she was doing.
Right.
And she's just talking to her friend. I guess she completely forgot I was in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And she just flips her shirt because she had scratched under her boots and completely flashed me. And I did one of those quick little, And I went to run away, and I ran into the wall of, like, by the bathroom, pretty much. Like, because I forgot.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
That's kind of a Benny Hill sketch.
Yeah, like, I tried to hide, and it didn't work.
That's fantastic.
Right on. Thank you for calling. That's horrifying. You should have her arrested immediately.
Hey, anytime.
818-955-KLOS.
You saw a parent naked. The topic is, you saw your parents naked.
A lot of parents love to just wander around the house completely in the buff. Nude.
Tell us about your experience.
Okay, so I was about 13, and I was walking to my room, and in the hall, I could feel and see, like, the hall shaking and stuff, and my parents' room shaking.
Oh!
Yeah. And the door's open just a crack, mm-hmm. and I look inside, and I see my dad.
Just a crack.
Yeah. Plowing away, you know.
Plowing away.
You know, you got to deal with it however you can. You know, whatever words help.
She just covered herself like, and threw herself on the bed. And he said, get out. And I just ran off. And,
sure.
Yeah, card for life.
Yeah. That'll do her.
That's fantastic. You ever talk about it? Ever.
Yeah.
Has it ever come up once?
Never. Never.
All right,
never.
Listen, at the next Thanksgiving, I want you to say, I'm just grateful that that's never happened again.
Either that or let's call them right now. No, thanks for calling, man. Thank you for calling. Wow.
KLOS, hello.
I saw a neighbor's parent naked, his dad.
How'd that happen?
We were playing Legos back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I'm like 47 now, back when we were 13. He walked out, buck naked, walked back in, said, oh, I'm sorry. And we all laughed, and I've never forget that ever since.
Yeah, some families are super chill about that sort
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, so to him it was really nothing.
You had a couple brothers, Kevin. Did you guys close the bathroom door when you were using it?
Yeah.
See, I had a lot of friends that didn't.
Oh,
so they
really?
Would come over to our house and they'd be just booping up a storm with the door wide
yeah,
open.
Yeah, I don't need to see that from anyone.
Like, huh. So right on. Thanks for calling. How well endowed was he? I guess we don't care about
no,
that.
No, we don't care.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hello. Hi, how are you?
We're good. Thank you. We're talking about seeing your parent naked.
Your parent.
My mother was a nudist. Like, she went, like, naked all the time.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah. And so when your friends would come over, would she put on a show or would she put on a robe?
Sure. No, she would actually get dressed. But
right.
For the most, when nobody was over, she was like, I'm at home. I'm naked.
Honestly, I think people should be more comfortable with that, and that should be kind of a norm.
But I think that's the way it is in Europe a lot more.
Yes. Yeah. And I just think America is so incredibly uptight that we'd just be like,
I don't need to see that, though.
That's true, and that's kind of
if
the benefit of clothing.
I might just put a word in here. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You saw a parent naked.
We have tackled some unpleasant subjects mm-hmm. here on the Kevin and Sluggo program.
Yes.
This is one of the most painful
this
ones.
This is the best?
Well, it's certainly one of the most painful. It's in the top five most painful.
Give Me Five is on the way. Right now, we're talking about you saw a parent Naked. What did your dad do?
Used to wake us up in the morning, give us two knocks on the door, and then open the door right away.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept the hall light on, so you would just see sweat of a naked man, and all he'd say was, up times.
Why?
Every morning?
Every morning. And I lived in the mountains. We lived an hour away from school, so it was 5-6 in the morning. This is how my days would start.
Are you sure he wasn't talking to his penis? Up time.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's just not the way to start a day, man. It's just not.
Especially when you're young.
Yeah, that's awful. That is awful. I feel for you, man. I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
My grandmother and my grandfather, I caught them.
Going to town.
Yeah, she was servicing my grandfather
for
50th anniversary.
Wow.
We haven't done this for 42 years, but here you go.
Were her teeth on the table next to the couch?
Yeah, her bra strap was off.
Are you okay? I mean, I know that was a long time ago, but are you okay?
That was a long time ago. It's okay now. Yeah? I mean, every once in a while I dream about it.
Every once in a while he dreams about it. Fantastic.
Wow, dude.
Wow, that's bad.
So did they know you saw them?
No, because I was knocking on their door and I kind of peeked in the window. You know how you have a window and a door?
I peeked
in there and I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, man. This is two in a row. That's just painful.
Yep.
That's horrible.
That hurts.
It's okay.
No, it
isn't. It's okay. He's fine.
No, he shared the pain with
me
now.
He's perfectly fine.
Hey, maybe we can all still be going at that age. That's good to know.
Agreed.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
It was not my parent. My parents were on a trip with friends to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother was staying with us.
Yes.
Now, I was just reaching puberty, probably 14, 13, and the front bathroom downstairs was occupied at the time. So I scooted down the hall around the corner to the master bedroom bathroom just in time to see my very well-endowed German grandmother, probably at that time 55 or 60 years old,
right,
with no sag at all, came out of the shower.
Wow, you're really giving us some detail here.
I'll have to say it was quite a shocker.
I'm sort of picturing The Shining a little bit. I mean, I guess not in much better shape. So that's a yowza.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
I'm starting to think we shouldn't allow Stu into the studio.
Is he the problem?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. How is it that you always bring bad news, my friend?
Dude, I hate it.
What are you eating? He's brought in lunch, too.
Sorry.
A nude story.
Sorry, nude and lunch and David Crosby. Dude, yeah, I have so David far Crosby. Broken the news that Eddie Van Halen died.
Yeah, that was
Leslie West.
Yep.
Jeff Beck.
Yep.
And now today, David Crosby. And there's another one that I'm forgetting, and I don't like, I don't know, because I'm always here.
No, of course you don't like
it. Oh, I know. It was Taylor.
Nobody likes
it. Yeah, right.
It was Taylor.
Yeah.
I met David once.
Did you
tell that story real quick?
Yeah, please.
It was awkward. It was really weird.
Okay.
So he came in like 97, 98 to our last studio. And
right.
It was with his project CPR that he had with his son.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of hubbly and a big crowd and stuff. And after the performance was over, he was ushered into my studio to cut some IDs. Mm-hmm. But we were waiting for some reason for, I think, Jim Ladd to come back in and we were done or something. And I was kind of standing there. There was a couple other people and I was attempting to make some small talk with him.
Yeah.
I was saying
sure.
How much I admired his music. And I said, you know, in particular in my past, that Crosby, Stills, and Nash record from 69, like, that is essential. Like, if you don't have that in your record collection, you're missing, like, you know.
I'm Zeppelin breaking
two,
up with you.
Zeppelin 4. Like, those are big, big records that you need to, as a music lover, you need to have.
Right.
And he just looked at me. And didn't say a word.
He didn't say a word.
He just stared at me, and I'm like, humming a.
And he never followed up at all? That was
he
it?
He didn't say thank you. He didn't say
really?
Anything. He just said...
But you just never know what that means.
Nothing. And I was
or
like,
how, what's going to happen.
I felt so weird, and, you know...
I assume he accepted that... In the spirit
I would think
that it was
so.
Given.
Maybe it was
I
really.
He did too. I know.
I mean, you're at a radio station that plays the music. You have the history. You say something like that, you're going to expect it's probably going to land, but you never know.
I think it landed fine.
Yeah.
And he just didn't say anything.
Maybe he just didn't know what to say. Yeah. Or I certainly didn't know what to say. But it was awkward.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. And I cherish
awesome.
The
yeah,
memory.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And
of course.
Love their music.
Yeah, you do.
So
I thought we'd since I did in fact cut my hair today. So
I know.
I no longer. Stu has it like I always used to have it super 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 long
right
and
now
cut it.
I could easily go into the army
easily.
That's true.
Here's
like an accountant.
Almost cut my hair. How dare you? Bad news about David Crosby today.
This is Give Me Five.
KLOS. So David Crosby, 81. He was very active on Twitter up until a few days ago, actually.
And Drew tweeted, I'll never forget when he rated my joint rolling skills on Twitter.
David Crosby just tweeting up until a couple of days ago. Now the number one trending now in this very second. So we've been going through a bunch of the Crosby, Stills, and Nash songs. The last Give Me Five, and of course you got to do Long Time Gone. It's 95.5 KLOS at Southern California's rock station, doing a very different Give Me Five today in a tribute of David Crosby. Matt Pinfield is on the phone. Matt, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well today, Fuggo. Good to hear your voice, man. That was shocking news we got today. I got to say that, David Crosby is such an important part of Southern California music and its history.
100%.
Right, guys? I mean, he formed the Byrds in 1964 and working with those guys. And they really, they kind of created folk rock by what they did, taking Dylan and mixing that with, Rickenbacker 12 and 12 string guitars, the sounds that they made. And Crosby was a big part of their sound and a lot of the experimental stuff they did, too. And they were just kind of getting into free jazz things like with 8 Miles High. And, eventually, there was a little turmoil in that band, as you know, but he played on their first 5 albums and was a big part of the band for that period of time. And then formed Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Graham Nash and Stephen Stills, who were such an important band because obviously both those bands were incredibly important because they both had a lot to do with changing the current sound of music
right.
and bringing a lot of attention to Southern California.
Those are always the ones that just punch through. I mean, when they come along and break up the ground and do something different and take sounds that maybe you're familiar with but mix them in a new way, they're the ones that just, really make that impact.
Yeah, and that first Crosby, Stills, and Nash album, coming out in 69, but actually then forming in 68, was supposedly at that period of time, because I was a young kid, but I remember my older brother and sister having the record and listening to it when I was, a young kid. But I know that it was, if you were anywhere you went in Los Angeles or Southern California in 1969, that record was playing.
Right.
Nash album.
Yeah.
And it changed, they really kind of secured that Laurel Canyon sound, that Southern California
right.
sound.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you mentioned the older siblings. Both of my sisters were always into music, and they were always listening. One was totally into hard rock and, Black Sabbath and Zeppelin. The other was into pop, the Monkees and what have you. So, we grew up hearing that in the background, but when was it that they really, kind of got into your ear? Like, what was the David Crosby that got into your ear as you got older? And what was the first one you were like, I got to have this?
Well, I didn't really know until I realized by looking at that iconic album cover that Henry Diltz took the picture of with the three of them sitting on the couch, not in the order of their names either.
Right.
On that Crosby, Stills, and Nash album. But that's when I understood and realized who those three different guys were. I never, as a young kid, until I got a little older, realized David Crosby and Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman and Gene Clarke, those guys were the Byrds. He was... just such an influential guy and a big part of that scene and made a lot of great music with them. And, he went through a lot of personal challenges over the years, which, I'm no stranger to that. I understand that in a big way, but he came out of that and continued making music and touring on and off.
And he was,
of course,
still very active on Twitter. I mean, he was extremely active, and at 81, he was still in the fray. He was talking about Greta just the other day and saying what a great thing it was that she was out there, doing the protest, keeping that spirit alive, So, I mean, this
absolutely.
Is...
Absolutely. To the end, he was definitely a very outspoken person when it came to politics and music.
Right on.
Those left us with some great records, and I'm friends with Stephen Stills. I see Stephen on a really regular basis.
Wow, how's he doing then today? Have you talked to him?
I've only texted him.
Right, but how's he doing? I mean,
I'm assuming he's getting barraged by people now. One of my other friends reached out to me and said, "Well, what do I say?" And we both said, I just said, "Well, I just texted him to tell him how sorry I was about David and told him that."
It's more than enough.
yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, it's, but you know, they changed music and changed history, and they were one of the biggest bands in the world, SCSN and the CSNY, when Deja Vu came out as well. So,
right. Well, Matt, thank you as always for always having the encyclopedia of information. You are the best, my friend. We love you.
Guys, I appreciate it. I love you guys too. And I'll just quickly say, you know, one of the things that was an honor for me was I got to host the Musicians Assistance Program, a dinner for, in honor of David Crosby in the year 2000, which turned into the Music Cares dinner that you guys
know now.
That happens eventually. That folded into became the Music Cares dinner, and David was there that night, and everybody from Jackson Browne. There were tons of people there, and it was what an honor it was to be able to do that.
Wow.
So I'm grateful that I had that experience with him. Anyway, guys, I want to just say have a great rest of your show.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Let me drop by.
Right on, man. Thank you very much. Take care.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know how when you're broadcasting live and somebody walks in, like our boss or whoever.
I've never been in a radio station where that happened more than here. Yeah. In a way, I kind of like it. They're like, who cares?
It's just kind of, oh, you're on the air. We don't care.
So?
So there's a lot of noise. However, there was a quite a prank pulled on a announcer who was talking about the Premier League soccer in England.
Right.
So he's talking about soccer in the Premier League, and there's a cell phone there, and the cell phone has a woman very much enjoying herself having sex.
What?
Yes, while he was talking. Listen to this.
Winners only policy in the studio tonight. And I don't know who's making that noise, but so Alan Shearer is on the commentary gantry alongside Steve Bauer. Alan, it's toasty in this studio. It's a bit noisy as well. I don't know if somebody's sending something on someone's phone. I think it's a joke. I don't know whether you heard it at home. But
We heard it. That is the best ringtone ever. I want that. Ringtone now. Latest thing from English band The Struts. Man, do I love that song.
I love that.
That is really good. Fallen With Me.
Almost everything they've done.
Yeah, they've always been really rock. Let me ask you a stupid question.
Okay.
Young Kevin.
I have stupid answers, so that's good.
You, like, when you were a kid and you, did you pay attention to the charts and, like, radio? Did you, like, listen to Casey Kasem and all that kind of stuff?
Not really.
No?
No. Did you?
I did. I was obsessed. Where's this song on the chart? Hey, it went down from last week. Who cares?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And if it was...
Would you get bummed if, like, it dropped six places?
Big time. I'm like, this is the best damn song on the radio.
What a nerd.
I would save up my pennies, I'd go buy all the damn records, and I'd be like, so anyway.
My former partner, Bean.
Oh, really?
Exact same thing.
So you've been stuck with this sort of nerd, loser.
Yes, I have. Yes,
music,
I have.
Whatever. So that's the exact sort of thing that that Matt Pinfield does on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. He plays the 10 biggest rock songs. That song's been doing really well. You know, it's brand
because
new from
it's
the Struts. Yeah. But, you know, I can see where it's going on the charts, and it's been moving up. And that's made me very happy.
Excellent.
But he also plays some older stuff, which is cool. And you know how he has, like, his massive amount of stories.
Does he have to tell you every position that song is in?
Or not it's enjoying it, and whether or not it, like, wants to ever do it again, or maybe we should just not do it that way from now on.
All right.
Yeah, he always talks about that kind
nerd.
Of
nerd.
Sunday nights at 8.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Michael Schneider from Variety joined us to talk about new and existing TV shows that we should be
watching. I love that dude, man. He's very entertaining. Brudda Mike is the best.
Brudda Mike.
He's the
knows
best.
What he's talking
he
about.
He does.
We talked about you saw your parents naked. And apparently all of our listeners have seen their parents naked.
Some are okay with it. Some are clearly still in pain.
Yes, they're still crushed. And listen tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank for the Metallica Jam of the Day.
Yeah, we're going to get you in to see Metallica on their Sunday night performance. When you are a caller 13, they'll tell you in the morning what that song is going to be and when it's going to play. And that's nice and all, but I got to get out of here and go home and bet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Marmalade opened for Pink Floyd on this day in rock in 1967 at the Marquee Club in London. They went on, Marmalade, to score a number one UK hit with their version of Obladee, Oblada. It was on this day in rock in 1993 when Fleetwood Mac reformed in order to play Bill Clinton's inauguration, since Don't Stop was the theme for the campaign and everybody inhaled.